And time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, school's starting, and do you see a change at the library when school starts?
Oh, my goodness. We've seen a change already start here.
Okay.
You know, once the fair hits, that's when people start, you know, right after the fair, that's when people really start thinking school.
Yep.
And so, you know, we're seeing tons of adults, but we're not seeing a lot of kids because they're all going school shopping, they're mm-hmm. all getting everything ready. It is a major switchover and change from the regular,
right.
you know, summer
right.
and everything.
Yep, mm-hmm. good. Well, go ahead, tell us what's happening at the Appleton Public Library.
Well, there's a couple opportunities for people. It is the 20th anniversary of the first Harry Potter book, believe it or not. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone will be available for unlimited access through your OverDrive digital collection between August 27th and September 10th. That means that you can go and visit our digital content on our website, download this book, and they are letting unlimited amounts. So usually we have like a couple of books for downloading and you have to share them or wait your turn. Well, this is unlimited. So if you would like to reread Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, or if you'd like to read it for the first time, this is an excellent opportunity for you. But it's just unreal that it's the 20th anniversary. I mean, I can't hardly believe that. It's been 20 years already.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever read any of those books, Paul?
No, I didn't. I've seen
Did
the movies.
Did you go to the movies or anything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but...
I know. I mean, honestly, they were one of the book-to-movie opportunities for people to attend that were so close to each other.
Oh.
So many times you read a book and then you see the movie and you're like, where'd they get that idea?
Yeah.
You know? Because it's nothing like the book.
Right.
The author worked so closely with the people that, of course, produced the movies that to make sure that everything was so accurate. And so it's kind of a cool situation here, and it was really a very popular series of books. In fact, even to this day, our books and our movies are constantly being checked out because they were so incredibly popular.
Mm. What made Harry Potter books so popular, you think? What was the draw?
I don't know. I suppose it's the magic of it all, you know. And you've got a character, Harry Potter himself, who has this incredibly secret about him, and yet humble means. I don't know. They had. I guess it was the mix of many different things to create an incredible series of books, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of interesting.
All right.
Very interesting.
Good, yeah.
Also, another opportunity for people is we've got the Read and Ride on August 29th. If you go to the State Fair and you bring your public library card on the 29th of August, you will get a discount at the gate. Normally, tickets, I guess, are $14 at the gate, and you will pay $12 if you're an adult 13 to 65 or 64. If you're a senior 65 and older, you will, instead of paying $12, you'll pay $9. And kids get in also, instead of paying $12, get in for $9.
Mm-hmm.
So your library card does count for something besides the free access to the library and all of our materials. So Read and Ride Day, again, is August 29th, and take advantage of that extra discount if you're interested. So, kind of an interesting thing.
Yep.
Anyway. And then, of course, we've got a few events coming up. We've got our book club on Monday, the 27th of August, which is also happens to be the first day of school. And we are reading Miracle at the Higher Grounds Cafe by Max Lucado. And so if you're interested, stop on by and you can pick up a copy of the book and join us. Book club is always a fun thing to do because it's just a great time to get together and chat about different books. Also, we have another event coming up next Thursday. Our children's librarian, Lynette Nelson, is retiring, so we're having a little retirement party for her, and that will be on the 30th of August from 1 to 3 p.m.
All right, I'll be there.
Yeah, well, great. I think I'll be there, too. We hope Lynette's here.
Yeah, we hope Lynette's here. Yeah, that'll be good. She's been in the library working at libraries for a long time, hasn't she?
A very long time, yes, a very long time.
A very creative lady, too.
Yes, and will be greatly missed
by
all of us.
Yep.
I don't know, I've already kind of said to her, I don't know, we might have to set up like phone calls or something every day. I don't know how I'm going to make it. Oh, well,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure everything will work out all right. Another reminder for people is the month of August, Steve Starrood, who does our tech time, and usually it comes to the library twice a month, is taking August off, and he will resume his classes on September 5th, and that will be from 4 to 6 p.m. For his first class. If you're interested in when he's going to be here, I've got a whole list of dates on our Facebook page as well as our website.
Okay.
And then you can always stop on down and check that out, too. So we've got a few things kind of happening. We also, next week, I'll be talking to you about the things going on in September because we're just gearing up for all that already.
Yeah, it'll be here before you know it.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. Well, let's move into what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, there's definitely some new things to talk about. Sandra Brown has a new book called Tailspin. It's a pilot navigates treacherous situations when he attempts to deliver a mysterious black box to a doctor in Georgia. You've got Laurel Hamilton has her Vampire Hunter series. She's got a new book out that continues that series involving a mass of snakes. So I don't think I'll be reading that book, but a little too... I don't know. I'm not a snake person, I guess.
I touched a snake at the fair last weekend, so.
Oh, my goodness. How was it?
Dry.
I know. We all assume that they're really slimy, but they really aren't.
No.
And you know, for the most part, they're probably pretty harmless. But there's something about it. I think it's the movies or something that just kind of made them into something else.
Right. Yep.
Anyway, An Unwanted Guest by Sherry Lapina. It's a Catskills Lodge loses electricity during a blizzard, and its guests start mysteriously dropping dead. So, kind of a murder mystery. Stuart Woods has a new book out with Parnell Hall. Anyway, The Money Shot. It's a movie star is blackmailed, and Teddy Faye, disguised as an actor and stuntman, investigates. A couple of new nonfiction books. We've got Dope Sick by Beth Macy. It's an in-depth look at how opiate addiction affects Americans across geographic and class lines. And you know, that's been a huge thing that people have talked about is opiate abuse, in a sense. And Outside the Wire by Jason Kander is an Army veteran and former Missouri Secretary of State describes his time in public service. So lots of new things are popping out, and, you know, we're starting to approach fall, so we're going to see a lot more new and exciting novels out there. Mm-hmm. And then there's tons of beach reads for that last-minute vacation, so step on down and let us help you pick out something new and exciting to read.
All right, and where would that be? How can they find you, Cindy?
Well, we are located in the Appleton Civic Center here in Appleton. They can give us a call on the phone at 320-289-1681. Visit us on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on. And, of course, our website is appletonpubliclibrarymn.webs.com. So lots of opportunities to touch base with us here at the Appleton Library.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. And we'll talk to you next week then.
Sounds great. Thank you, Paul. Have a great week.
Yep, you too. That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.